At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. To join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, June 11th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up, everybody?
And Bishbucks Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is a major. Are we having a pool today?
Usually day of.
We usually do it that morning.
Yeah, morning of.
It's the day of.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's tradition.
Yeah.
That's Junk's tradition. You draft morning of.
Kind of down on the pool.
Oh, you are? How
because,
come? Why are you out?
I just think it's very winning the pool is very dependent on getting the first three picks.
It helps. It helps to pick high.
Well, I tried to change the rules, but nobody listened to me.
Which
was? To make your second pick more valuable.
Okay.
To make the winner, the aggregate score, so your total score between your two guys, lowest guy, that guy wins.
The only thing is it's so penal if your second guy misses the cut. Again, that's really hard to predict.
Yeah.
I mean, we could all be out.
If your first guy misses the cut. I mean, it's the U.S. Open. Anybody missed the cut.
Right.
Although Scheffler ain't going to miss the cut.
Unlikely.
So whoever gets the number one pick is going to take Scheff, and he's obviously the overwhelming favorite.
But I mean, it's unlikely.
It is what it is.
It'll be Scheff, and then it'll be Bryson.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, maybe Rory will fall back and it'll be Rahm. And then it'll be Xander. Then it
Morikawa.
Might be Morikawa. Then it'll be, might be Morikawa.
Always, kind of always who we
and then
pick
it'll
anyway.
Be Rory. Then yeah. Anna will take Shane Lowry.
Yeah. It's boring to me. I agree. Boring.
Oh, because we haven't won.
That's a lot of anti-pool sentiment early
well, no,
in the
those
show.
Those particular rules are boring to me. Just the
you're the commissioner. You can shake them up.
No, if
you
I mean, want. I'm no, one
I,
vote.
I say this. We
I'm
do
one
next
vote
year.
Out of eight.
I say we do next year. Different, maybe. I mean, it's one suggestion. You guys can, I'm sure, come up with better ones. But maybe do a season-long thing, and you just get total points on the season, maybe.
Between
and
the,
you can do it.
Between the four majors?
Yeah. Oh. And we can add in $10 each major or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of this last major, we'll you know, maybe we have an army of guys we're rooting for. I don't know. Or just two guys we pick. We could tweak it for sure. There's definitely a way. We could pick five guys. Or no, maybe that's too much for people. Maybe that's too much for people. Okay.
I know. We're spitballing.
Yeah, I'm spitballing. Forgive me.
The reason why I brought it up today is feel like you guys were talking about coverage at 6:30 a.m. starting
true.
Tomorrow. So
tomorrow, yeah.
It would be tough to get it in during the show unless you're doing it in that first 30 minutes if you feel like you have to do it before the tournament.
We kind of usually do it pretty early.
We'll do it at 6:45 and usually,
yeah.
I mean,
it's no big deal. It's okay.
The people who have teed off, I don't think they go off till like 7, but the coverage starts at 6:30.
Yeah, I don't think they're teeing off at 6:30.
If they went off that early,
we could still do it at 6:45.
It's not John Rahm. He's not.
Yeah, they're not
the
putting the sillies. They're not putting the sillies out at 6:30 on number one.
Yeah, on Thursday.
My buddy went to our buddy Buddy Christensen, who owns Golfdom, went to dinner with John Rahm on. Hold the phone. This was obviously during the Live weekend, so I'm guessing it was last Thursday, or
okay,
I think it was Thursday.
What's the connection? I mean, besides he owns a golf store, sure, John Rahm.
It was the Callaway rep. So they obviously he's a Callaway guy, and Buddy knows the Callaway rep. So there was some connection there. And
they went to
the Palm and Tyson's.
Hey, nice. Can you tell people what you called me about? We could talk about it, right? Is it a public knowledge?
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing. Valdez, wait till you hear this.
Oh, is it a good hookup?
It's maybe the best.
Really?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm intrigued.
Do you remember me dropping the name Chris Heck?
Mm-hmm.
Over the years,
when you worked with the Eagles, that's who you worked with. We all met Chris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he go over to Europe to?
He was running Aston Villa. Yeah.
His parents are the ones that died in a plane crash.
In the Egyptian Air crash. Ooh. Remember that when the pilot took it down?
I remember, like late '90s, early 2000s.
We all met him.
Yeah. Met him.
He knows us very well.
And I've talked about him many times. Anyway, he worked with the Eagles, and then he worked with the Sixers. He worked with the NBA, and then the Sixers, and then he went over to run this team Aston Villa for two or three years. Anyway, he was so Scott O'Neill now runs Live.
Okay.
Chris Heck and Scott O'Neill are good friends. They worked with the Sixers together. Chris Heck now runs the business ops for Live.
Oh, really?
Was just hired.
We know like the top two guys.
We know the top two guys at Live now.
At Live.
But I know Chris much better than – I know Scott, but I know that Chris much better than Scott. But
right.
My buddy Chris –
Remind me who Scott O'Neill is.
He took over for Greg Norman.
I think Jason knows him through
okay.
Chris Heck.
It's not the CIA guy that comes on our show to talk about his book whose last name's O'Neill, right?
No, different guy. Isn't that the guy that shot Bin Laden?
No, you're talking about – that's a different guy.
Is that Robert O'Neill? Eric O'Neill.
That guy. Okay, that's a different guy.
Yeah. No, Eric O'Neill took down the
the spy.
Robert Hansen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
he knows a lot of O'Neills.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
doesn't right. matter. The two that matter, or the one that matters, and Chris Hecht, who I know is a good friend of Jason's for 30 years. In other words, we could do anything we want with Live now. Might have been able to do it before. Now we really can do whatever we want.
He's going to completely change. I was talking to him yesterday. Talking to him for 45 minutes. He's going to completely change the way Live is marketed. I told him, I said, we didn't have anybody. I don't think we had anybody on the show to promote, any guests to promote the Live event this weekend, this past weekend. He says he's heard that from all of the cities, from all of the markets.
Tell him what he said about like the employees versus what he had at the soccer team.
He had 550 employees for Aston Villa. Live has less than 200.
It's a shoestring operation.
He says they just don't know. They didn't know what they were doing. Norman had no idea what he was doing. And he didn't hire anybody that knew what they were doing.
Right.
So
the guys Norman hired were like his personal assistants and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I am going to take care of my friends.
So Chris, he just got hired about, I don't know, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks
ago. Does he want to hire a morning show? Does he have any designs on that?
We could be radio show.
I don't know, but why not? Liv could be my future employer.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know what happens. You never know what
they have like I don't know, journalists, blogger, like they have people on staff. I know they
also have
a good connection. And Chris is a good dude. So
certainly a good connection.
And by the way, he was the GM of, or I don't know what his title was, but call him the general manager of Aston Villa.
Yeah.
If they would lose, he had 24 hour security. Because if they would lose a game, the fans over, you know, fans in the other part, they want to kill him.
Right, English soccer one in his head.
So he would leave the stadium, and fans would try and attack him and kill him and follow him. So he had to hire 24-hour security. That's another reason why he left.
Did he say he was miserable because of that?
Well, he wasn't miserable because he said...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It was a great experience, and he made a lot of money.
But
he also had to live over there, and his family was here, so he didn't see his family a lot. You know, he's got three kids, wife. No, wife would bounce back and forth from London to New York, but he said it was just a poop show when they would lose games.
Jason, he got a lot more rich people per capita than anybody I know.
Yeah, but in Jason's defense, and that is true. Jason is just a little bit of a social climber, but Jason has known this guy for 30 years. He knew when he was a brokey.
He wasn't making millions.
No, I get it. You have connection with him for 35 years.
Look, I just know successful people, not necessarily, not necessarily rich
you
people.
You surround yourself
just
successful people.
Yeah.
But it's a cool job.
Unbelievable hookup for the junk.
We might be the biggest brokies he hangs out with.
That probably would be true.
Like on a
with Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably true. Less Bucks around. Bucky.
Oh, okay.
I'm throwing Bucky under the bus. It's unfair. But it's just a cheap zing. And Buck's probably listening.
Yeah.
I love Buck.
When does he hang out with Bucky?
Yeah, once a year. Chris Kringle. Chris Kringle, once a year.
Once a year bit.
So we had mandatory OTAs starting yesterday.
Well,
I was watching Finley out there doing the live shot, and he said it was a really fun practice to watch, apparently, because it was high energy, but the guys were playing well, and the only big name that wasn't there, obviously, was McLaurin, but said Jaden looked great, Debo looked great, Tunsil was out there, Lattimore, he said, looked great.
I'm so sure.
He said. That's what he said.
I know.
They're in shorts with no pads.
Number two.
I know.
Running 7-on-7.
Let me see when they're playing a real game if Lattimore can keep up.
All right.
Without climbing on the back of somebody.
I'm a Marshawn guy. You're not.
Marshawn guy?
I'm a Lattimore guy because I said from the start I thought it was a great trade.
I liked it on paper.
He was obviously not great last year because of, we know the reasons. I think he's going to have a big year.
I just think he's broken.
I'm kind of straddling the fence between you.
I don't think he's broken anymore.
I mean, I'm sure we have the audio of it. Dan Quinn said there are no restrictions for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's full speed ahead.
Well, I'm sure it's healed, injuries just take a toll, especially as you get older. Yeah, everybody knows that.
He ain't that old.
28 or 29?
He ain't old. Come on.
Dude, 4 years he hadn't done jack.
I'm just telling you.
Maybe he'll have a Zach Ertz revival.
I'm a Lattimore guy this year.
Well,
he'll have a Zach Ertz revival.
Isn't he in the last year of his deal? This is it's like a big prove it year.
Last year, or
I thought he's got a couple years.
I'll double check, but I think he might have two. I'll check it.
I think he has a couple years.
All right, we'll talk more about it. Yeah, they have their mandatory mini camp. The big story: Terry McLaurin is, as expected, a no-show to the mandatory mini camp. There were other stars around the league who were doing the same thing, like TJ Watt and Trey Hendrickson. So we'll keep you up to date with what's going on with Terry McLaurin, but we'll get into training camp next. Remember, later in the show, we got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. They got a win last night.
Nope.
Or they lost, actually. That's like 5-4, to the Mets. We will talk to Mike Rizzo. That's coming up at 9:00 here on the Junkies. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.